We are middle of the sugya, the geshmak of sugya, avoy machmas tashmash. The Gemara Daf Samachvav brings down that after you have three husbands and three bias, loved them, she's lost. The Gemara gives you an eitzah, brings down the Rebbe to go scare her. Nafal mimena, felmer, a chara, a dam, a piece of dam. This rapid bazois, it works. Brings down another story with Shmuel, tried the same thing. It did not fall out dam. Therefore, mamali dam, she's full of dam, and therefore she's also over here. So see a site over here that neged roi machmas tashmish, you can meet Morakur. Therefore, building upon this, we have the sig over here or before. And number one, when does the medicine work? And number two, the idea of when can be stomach upon doctors. Two different aspects, halakha tzivches and tzivtes. So first, the Torah brings down in the Sefer Shmuel that a case that before she is chazik, so before to work, the Maaseh says it works. After it's chazik, the doctor says that they stopped the dam over here. Sorachin. Come on, the Beis Yosef being down, the smack says the same side. However, it's most of after that the smack says, that really depends. Before it's chazik, avada, the doctor says they stopped the dam and works. After it's chazik, if the roifer was the guy, it's ulcer. Masha enkein, if the roifer is Yisrael, he's mesopic. Come on, the Beis Yosef being down, third rishon, the mitzvah. And says by a goy lemaisa it's osir, and by a soul lemaisa it's motu semich upon by Yisrael. Why is a goy's osir being not possible to heal him? Shapim diva shav goyim lie. Well, that's the reason. Diva comes out the gate before it's chazik. Everyone's nemon. After it's chazik, see the sofik and bekeru mechal between a goy versus Yisrael. The mechal come long alocha bring down the stam to say about shumo that says alocha is mistapik. Losh yish oimim brings down the mitzvah. That says Ali de Yisrael, then a even though it's chazik by a Yisrael that the doctor he is number to say he stopped the dam. Sounds like the mechabel maizi is machmer a stav yishomim aloch is stam aloch of the pesketua being done for advance and the swarm seem to go this way. The ve'etzim maizi we mi machmer unless you have a chocho that she says she has tsar in a specific area but assume there's a mak over here and then the doctor says I was able to stop the dam coming out, then the loch is will be mekel otherwise be machmer. So again, it comes out, the first you said over here, when's the doctor Nemon? Negeh to Yisrael, yeah? Negeh to Agoy, no, unless there's a chocho. A second thing. She had a pain now that she did not have beforehand. So see, in the stomach is a makro. Beforehand, everything is fine. Now she started having a pain over here. In the stomach is a makro over here. The chocho is a makro. The second thing, come along with the mechabal speaking after its fall. And let's say he actually stopped the dam from coming. As the Achorim say, what the mitzvah over here means, it means that that's it, the period stopped coming. Not just, well, made set times. It stopped the dam coming, so we have the best Achorim. You prove that it works over here, it doesn't come at all. Also, says the Mechabal the Maisa works. That's the second Eitzah. If you prove the dam's not coming, the wafer is Nemon. Come along, the Pesach Shuvah that he sends you to Chassam Sefer, doesn't bring it down, the whole Loshen, discusses that maybe there's an Eitzah being sent upon two doctors. Both doctors say it, Maisa, maybe it can be sent upon it. See this chilek in the Yom Kippur and other times. The Maaseh, the Ishish was Yaakov says to Yimekel, but there's some Seif over here says, Maaseh, here you have a chazaka. Three times. A chazaka with, by two doctors of a goy, the Maaseh won't be Nemon. And therefore, it would not work in this situation. So again, so we have one Eitzah, the Maaseh to be Nemon when you have a chacha. You have a second Eitzah if you prove that Dam stopped over here. A third Eitzah of two doctors, the some Seif says, not like Ishish Yaakov, he's not Nemon. Come on the Shach, for the Bach, bring down a fourth Eitzah. Go over to an Isha that's not is chazik yet. Go prove that it worked upon her. Once it works upon her, then go to the Isha that is his chazik, that she has a chazok of Roy Machmas Tashmish, and do it to her. One Isha will prove that work, or go to the second Isha. Shach Hashem the Bach. Lavi's question, the Degum of Avo, Pesach Shuva being down from the Chavadas, you think about it, makes no sense. Before she's his chazik, the reason why the Rafa over here worked, she's not his chazik. And therefore, we have no right. Isha is roi machmas tashmish. Stam, one time she saw, and then you're going to go prove an isha that's chazik and chazok over here. She has a chazok. Chazok means every time she'll see. Not as chazik means she saw once. She'll stop. So how in the world is your chok on isha that is not as chazik going to work for isha that is as chazik? A bomb kasher. Therefore, they sound like they want to argue. The bayan nusa chem do bring down salocho. Tosh shlom bring you down. Vehitiv chavdas grans. The body wants to say chiddush over here. It means that both noshim were chazik. So one issue is over v'shimsha, and that's how you prove one issue work in the second issue. Maisa is not the Pashto of the Achronim over here. So among the Achronim, there seem to be two ways of answering it. One is what Pesach Shuv Binan, he sends you to the Chassam Sofer itself, wants to answer this question. Shuv Mahava says this way, that we know from the Gemara Samach Gimel and Beis, Machlokes Rebbe and Shuv Megamliel, how much is a Chazakah? Is Chazakah 2 times or 3 times? We pass can get a Sugya Vessis 3 times. We close, we pass can 3 times, less than get a Sugya Misa. Otherwise, we say 3 times. Says we shouldn't. Why? It's a Safik. So the Malakula need a Chazakah 3 times. Feather Chazam Sofer, it's a Kula and a Chumra. That'd be Oikir 93 times. You have no other Vessis over here after 3 times. So why in the world is saying it 3 times for? So he says, Etzem is not a good Chazakah. Can I have 100 times not a Chazakah? We mentioned already in the first couple words, Hilchos Nida. So Chazakah, or Kuf Pei Dalet, it's Chazakah, Osh L'Shtanis, depends where you eat, depends where you fly, depends what's going on around you. Therefore, Etzem, this Chazakah is Midrabanan. But since we know Chazakah could be 2 or 3, for this Halacha, we serve Chapan 2 times. And say, Etzem, this Isha, we saw 2 times. She went to test upon her, so she has a Chazakah in the first Isha. Now we go back to Isha has 3 times and serve upon her. So the chazak of 2 of Rabbi Shita was summing upon that to say that the fool over here works on the Isha that is Roy Machmas Tashmish, on the Isha 3 times. Neither of Pashtimonim, others bring down the Smalach. The Choshokan of Pashtimonim points out, go to the Smalach, it must be the first Isha is an Isha of 2 times, and the second Isha is 3 times. The first Isha is 1 time, the Smalach will not work out. That's how they want to answer the Shach and the Bach, first Teretz. The second Malach that Choshokan wants to bring down is if etzim this whole idea not to be served upon a roifer, we see it's a sofik. So if a truma is besapik, go yid, mo machmer. But when you have a sofik with a chacha together, with that he proved it upon a isha that's not as chazik, we're making over here like a tzirif, we have a glein ladova, then it works. We're not sure we're served upon a roifer. So we're not sure together the idea of a glein ladova, a ksase chacha, therefore we're served upon a doctor. So first it comes down again to our figure, it's very simple on the page. It comes out when she has a to be served upon a doctor, you say, yeah, okay, only with a chacha, number one. Number two, if she stops the damachab, says, maisa works. Number three, two roifim, some sefer says, no, not like Shos Yaakov. And number four, one isha be a chacha with the second isha. Come on with achoinim, because the truth is mamshech, and being done with some sefer, it says, there's something very missing over here on the page. What do you give a fifth eitzel? Isha is mochzik, we go test on the guy. She's mochzik, guy maisa motor. No big deal over here. So why don't we just bring down the eitzel of go test idea over here on the guy? And the Bach and Shach, and no one brings down this eitzel over here. So set up some cipher, are you studied? Based upon the Gemara on Shabbos that Dapei Vovam Beis, the Gemara says the bodies of goyim work different than the bodies of Yisraelim. Bam of goyim, they eat shkostim or mosim. They have these bugs, these creepy crawling things inside the body. The Gemara rather says a second reason over there also, the idea that Yisrael are dyke for mitzvahs, they're worried about mitzvahs, they're not worried about mitzvahs. And since the body of the Maaser works differently, therefore there's no echach what happens, they're going to get it to Yisrael. Therefore you cannot test it on a guy. At Kan Hassam Sefer, on the page, we're talking about the Pesach Tshuva. The question is, this man is a, says Hassam Sefer himself in the Chedushim of Adzara Daflam and Aleph, how do we test things with man is a? So you go to college. The colleges develop these things. They first test it on animals. Then they test on the next level of goyim. And then they go. The FDA approves it. And they give it out to the world. Who are they testing on? Goyim. So how in the world do we ever serve upon medicine when they test upon goyim? The Chassam Sofer himself asks this question. It's the Chassam Sofer Bishleim in the Al-Tahayim. He said before his times. There's no real universities. There's no college over here. At that time, everything was tested even on leadership bodies. But in those times already, in our times, only testing on Jewish bodies, said Bishloima to be Semichon Lukul over here. I mean, if not for cases of Sveikis, the Gate of Koch Nefesh, on Shabbos Yom Kippur, Seder, and he suffered on Shabbos for Mekel. We Semich Lehilchas Nido today to take Semichon upon pills or test upon Goyish bodies over here. How can you go do that? The Gemara says you're not Semich upon these things because their bodies work differently. They're Shkosim or Muslim, and they're not dying for mitzvahs. No, so we come along, they get to our medicines, they get to, let's say, Hilchos Nida, you take a pill, you stop your period. Why? Because 1,000 grams were tested, so we have a chazaka. A lot of places can go this way. You might need to invest this. How do you do that? How do you do that? So first, they point out, some people first will not say the second reason of Daik Mitzvah, only by the Shulchan brings it down. It's Gemara. But come along, on our sugar here, the Minchas Pasim, he says, first of all, the Gemara says, Kotsu Vermasim. The Gemara does not say Bas B'Cholov. The Gemara does not say Treif. The Gemara does not say Chazer. Do Goyim today have bugs? Let's go to China, Japan. Otherwise, do Goyim eat bugs?
Strawberries.
So we get about first of all the bugs on food, mice, a bottle, and only did it on a bottle anyway. And you have to know how exactly to look upon it, right? Yeah, what is, unless you. Fine. But even these things, but that's in the last place you want to tie this bottle. I mean, it's about telling that you really eat bugs. Did you bottle? The din of Jabbala, if you have a bottle, the Lord is not applied to Goyim. They can eat these things. They have no problem there. So, Be'etzem, they don't have. So, send them in Chazbasim. The Gemara says, Shkotzim and Rossim. They don't do that today. Voidech Agabi points out that even though the body brings down, they're not worried about mitzvahs. Send them in Chazbasim. That's the Ge'et Ruchdi, it's not the Ge'et Gashmias. So, he comes along with Chazbasim, tells no, today, we are subject upon the FDA, upon the clone of the drugs over here. And he comes to Agabi with some Sofer. Now, again, people are asking, oh, not simcha upon the FDA, so therefore they say, no, not to smoke. Who says, maybe it's dangerous. Who's it dangerous? It's a goyish bodies. So first of all, again, the chumah is very clear, we take on the chumah, not the kula. Chumah means we ask simcha upon the FDA, and maisa, you cannot smoke. Also, number two, they point out that they really test on yiddish bodies also. And they get smoking personally, and they say over, and there was studies say, in the past 20 years, certainly that also applies to them, and they shouldn't smoke for that reason. Once he are poor, fine. That's something else. Because we're not making a task again.
That's how it
what?
That's how it starts, of course.
As they say, why don't the first time you smoke make a shechiyanu? The first time in the bathroom, right? Fine. Sorry? No, I don't know what goes on in this country. That's a great question. Fine. That's first mitzad being piskachuv over here. Now, coming to the idea, coming to this forum, they discuss in our sugya the nemanos of a goy. Now, coming to Pesach Tshuva, it's a called lamed. He sends you to tshuva after tshuva after tshuva after tshuva. I'm not sure everyone looked it up. And if you want the triple amount of tshuva, I have a tshuva. He sends you to tshuva after tshuva, even triple the amount of Pesach Tshuva. So there's no real place to discuss the idea of doctors. So this forum discusses it. Everyone over here. So to go involve Beklolius, a David study that's brought down by the place over here. When exactly are doctors believed and when they're not believed? So first, every sefer when they start off the sugya over here, they say the idea first: who should you go to? Should a man? Can they go to a lady doctor? Vice versa, can a lady go to a man's doctor? Every sefer says a man should go to a man and a lady should go to a lady. It's how the sugya of Yichud, it's how the sugya of Rayas. That's the correct thing you'll do. So the swarm, even though you have a head of a vidya nitarad, that's not lechatchila. However, there's a makom atzarech. It's a better doctor. It's giving birth. You're more comfortable with that person. Fine, yeshem lismarich. Otherwise, you want to go to your 5th month checkup. There's no difference between what doctor you have over there. Maestro, lady, go to a lady. That's poshut. That's mitzvah the sugya. The oils of kolkoris that come out, printed in the svarim. The nevada, a lady goes to a lady. A man goes to a man. Aleph. A second gate going to a doctor. They say very simple. You should always find out the procedure beforehand. The certain procedures that certainly make you tummy, and therefore you go, which is tummy. The certain procedures that certainly do not make you tummy, and you can go whenever you want. The certain procedures, you have to mavar exactly what's happening, and then go mavar exactly what's happening over here. If you want to go mavar, the article book of a Forrest, the second volume in the back, he has tons of pages going through every procedure and explaining how it happens and what the chashashas are and what to know about it. And most Ravs know about this of a Forrest because he did a wonderful job, but you always have to mavar exactly the procedure. Now, negeya to the doctors per se, when do they have them on us? That means basically you have to mechal between a goy and a Yisrael. Yisrael has Eidachon and Bisurim. We said, I think, in the first Chabura, even though it's Eidachon, Negeit Davish of Erva, or Bihil Maitz, they're Nemon. Negeit Yagoi, they're not Nemon. Unless you have a Sugar of Mirsas, the Sugar of Morav Nasai, most of the Gluye, Mesiach of Yutumoy, but that's much less and harder to believe a Goi over here. Now they point out, first of all, what is a Goi? What's Yisrael? Yisrael Shemar Torah Mitzvahs. Let's say Yisrael is not Shemar Torah Mitzvahs. Has the get of a Goi. That means numerous doctors you go to different hospitals in this country. Or Be'etzim have the get of a goy. Not only that, says the Chutzani, let's say they are Shema Shabbos. But they're not Shema Tars Meshpacha. We don't do any lots of some kufi tests. They're not Nemo the Sugya Tars Meshpacha. And forget, there's some of them trying to help you out because they know the Sugya better than you. And they think it's better for you to be Mutter. They still cannot be Samech upon them. So the Maisa comes out, people who are not Shema Tars Mitzvahs, in also Tars Meshpacha, the Maisa have a get of a goy over here. So fine, so those are the first 3 points. Again, a girl goes to a girl, final procedure, and a goy is even a chiloni. Now, negeto went to be samech upon them. First, as Masham says, in this case, you have two doctors. One doctor says that shloy not from the other doctor. You go to the one, they say the same exact thing. He says, since you have a Rablan Gov over here, but see if that there is not more of Nasa, even a guy in Mises Naman. Even a guy. A Gambai, we said, Roy Machlis Tashmish, but Osim Ches, some service is not, because you have Chazoko. Going against Chazoko is not that simple. Otherwise, they say one Eitzer, and anyway, most people when they have issues, they get a second opinion, and for good reason they get a second opinion. Everyone has learned the hard way usually that one doctor can't disagree, even though one doctor says 100% this way, go to a second opinion, you can find out other ways, there's different issues over here. But you have two doctors saying the same thing. Usually people do not need practically a third opinion. And we see that's enough, and there are some upon that. A second thing that's farming down, if you get a letter, Ibn Chiloni, Maisat Snamon, Natagriya, Chasis Taro, I personally had a Maisa, I went to Ruben, he told me, make sure you get a letter. I went to a doctor. The doctor says, I'm telling you, I guarantee you, it's 100%, I'm makam, don't need a letter, I'm telling you, just tell the Rav. Chiloni. So the Rav said, I need a letter. Fine, so he starts writing down, nearly, I think it appears, looks that way. I'm like, you told me 100%, you're writing a nusach that's a suffix to you. He's like, yeah, that's how I write letters. That's how I write things. So Rav Ruben told me, you see, they can tell you one thing, because they can't be caught on. When they write something, then they say something else. Fine, so yes, when they write something, it's much more starker. Why? Because they're afraid you're going to go to another doctor. You're afraid you're showing somebody. That even what they write, you have to review the writing. But that's bullshit. But they have to write something, and that will show they have a more of a mirsas. A Moram Nasai, especially in this country, you do not write anything, there's no mirsas, no Moram Nasai, and therefore not to be summoned upon it. Those are the first two times it can be summoned upon it. Even a Chilani, again, you have two doctors in Swarm Valentina, or in a case over here where he writes something. A third case that being down from Yashiv, Chokzman brings down, let's say the procedure is not aimed to go to the Makar. For example, let's say she has Natik stitches after giving birth. Let's say they use a clamp. And this procedure is not supposed to go that way. And Dam comes out. She sees Dam. But he says, Maisa, the procedure was stitches, supposed to have Dam come out. That is the procedure. Again, he's not one. Because why in the world should we assume it came from the Makar? There's no reason that's not what's supposed to happen. It's supposed to have a Makovir. So the third time, when that is the procedure, again, the Chilin and the Maisa is not one. But those are three simple cases. A couple of this from discuss the other cases you really have to define is that what happens in the case where you do a Tipul, the Maisa, and there is a chash that there's Dam here, or not sure what caused the Dam. The Tipul, the procedure caused it, or it comes from the Makar. That's one case over here. The case is that there is Dam by the Isha, and she's going to go check by Bedekis where the Dam is coming from. Is it Bedekis in Nemon? Whether it's the solo guy? And third case over here is, let's say a doctor is doing a procedure not supposed to see Dam. The doctor sees Dam. Is it Chiv go tell? And if he tells, is he Nemon to say, I see Dam over here? Can he answer her? Those are three cases that the Aswam get involved inside of Mavuch over here. In all three cases, you really have to discuss two questions. Alach and the Negeret Yisrael, Alach and the Negeret Ein Nachri. And in these two questions over here, the Negeret Yisrael and Nachri, you have to divide up in the case where it's a Yediya, in which case it's a Ashara. Sometimes he sees, I know it, and sometimes he's, Ashara is, he's estimating. He's estimating, this is what appears to me. Also, you have to make out between cases. So go through first each one. In the case where a person does tipul, we're not sure why this dam here. We have the makom, it comes from the makor. So get to Yisrael, Nemon. He can say exactly if it's a makom. Well, the tipul is Nemon 100%. Negeret to goy, they get involved with, it's a yediyah or ashara. And it depends why it's yediyah, why it's ashara for. Now, it's coming from a motion true when Yedei Chalgalov, directly before Malam Al-Hoyal says, when there's a yediyah over here, he says, in fact, the goy is saying, I made a scratch over here, I made a mark over here, and he's saying it's not coming from the Makar, he's basically messing himself up. A doctor would rather say it's coming from the Makar, it's nothing to do with me, it's happened to be a period over here, and I'm doing the correct thing. The fact that he's saying, I did something to you to make a mako, he's saying a negative about him, so must be saying an emes. Must saying emes. Therefore, there's a sermon, when he says I have a deal over here, it's a rai is not being mashaker. So a chok is not lying. Swarming that down that way. The Maisa, are those one of the Mafakvek, Miyuchad in Eretz Yisrael, then Eretz Yisrael, the doctors again, they're trying to help you out, they mean well, some of them, and therefore they're trying to say, yes, I did it, and that's it's a makal, and they know the sugya and the locks of Tumat Haribah better than you. And to say this idea of a Moshe is a great idea. In America, some are very stark. But again, they know the sugya, they know exactly what to say, and they can tell you exactly how to say it and whatever to the Rav. To be summoned upon that idea over here is not that simple. Very hard to be summoned upon that. Because then they're telling you it's a market, not because they're messing themselves up. Because now you're happy, and now that you like them, and then you'll come back to them. And forget the don't give me sad, there's a chesaron over here. So again, the appeal. Sorry?
You write it down.
Oh, so come on this farm, let's say. Therefore, over here, get two doctors. Here, write it down. The way I was wrote down, if you have the chesed taro, if he tells you, go buy this medicine to heal the scratch I caused you, or tells you, go do a surgery based upon this mark over here, so fine, you have a chocho. You need a chocho that's doing it. It means if he writes it, that's a chocho. He's afraid. If he tells you, go do something because of it, it's a chocho. He tells you, yeah, I made a scratch over here, but don't just leave it, it'll heal by itself. What is he doing it for? In this country, Yishlo Naharbe. In America, strike is far. He's doing it, messing himself up. Why not? What? Oh, look at that. Step by step. This is first to get a guy over here. Yisol is Nemon. Yisol is Eidach Lemisurim. Shem Tar Mitzvah is Nemon. Neget the guy with Yidin Mavucha. Neget with Asharo, he'll never get caught. Asharo means his estimation. Someone else finds out Nakhon, he says Asharo. The other Chokosman says Neget the guy, he'll never be Nemon. That means it depends on what he says. He says, no, it appears to be this way. Even if he writes it down, Yishlo is Nemon. The procedure is not supposed to happen. Lavdachki is Nemon. With Asharo, the guy is not Nemon. That's again a situation where a tipul happened and it's not there. A second case over here is when again she has the machish goes to Bedekis. When exactly is she Neman over here? So again, you have to come to the Yidin and Asharo. When you go to Yisrael, Bedekis, she says, I see Dam 100% Neman. She makes the Asharo, it's a big mavuch among the Achronim. The Vada Shulchan Pritara says, why should she have Dam from the Makar? It's Thomas coming from Makash. We should get me the tzir of a tzar over here. But Vada Shulchan says, my she's Neman. Chutshani says, Asharo. Why is it Naman? Tell upon a mark over here. The Marakoyim, when he brings it down, he has two sides of Tzarachian. So when there's a Shor and a Get of a Dekes, usually the Rav will ask, or will read the letter slowly what exactly she's saying, and ask other questions. That means then the Shor will say, you find the Dam on the side of the Medica cloth, that's a good Achacha, that the Shor is a correct Ashor. If she said, I have pain in the Pacific area that I never had before, that's a good Achacha, that the Shor is a good Ashor. If you find Dam on top, you should love the Harbe, if that's a good Ashor or not. Depends who you ask. Then that means going to Bedekis, it really depends on what she writes. And the better ones, we have Mr. Tyro, a lot of people use, she knows exactly what to write. She's been taught, trained, and then you have to read slowly what it says. And then sometimes the Rav will ask you more questions, something like that. She says, there's a marker there, no problem. Make it clear over there. Negea to a guy, again, come up with someone who says, when there's the idea of, again, there's a machlokes, or Moshe come up with his idea over here that says he's Nemon, or Moram Nasa, you have also turned upon it. Chutshani says, "Gan Ma'aser, why is he Neman? Unless there's a chacha, he says, go do a surgery, go do a take medicine. Or says the Chalitz Yaakov, go down to Yashu, get two doctors over here. Then he's Neman by the Sugav Yedio. Mash Eki Negeta Shara, the person says he's not Neman. So it's not Neman. Two doctors maybe he is, but otherwise he's not Neman. So basically, in this category, Negeta Bedekis, Yisrael is Neman Ashar Yishlotim. Mash Eki by Goy, a Goy is Yishlotim. If he's Neman by Yedio, the Shara Ma'aser is not Neman." A third thing is when the doctor is doing checking, and the question is, can you go to the doctor doing a procedure that's the mice is not supposed to touch the makor? No problem. Can you tell the doctor if it's Dam, don't tell me? I don't want to hear about it. Don't want to know about it. Does the doctor have to go say? That means he's doing a procedure that's only supposed to be in the narthex. It's not just touch the makor, he's opening up the issue. There might be Dam, might be not. I'll see. See the makor itself. Does he have to go say? So first, come to the Sfarma say, if he's a Shemitar Mitzvah, he sees Dam from the Kor, he has to say. But what the Rishon says, he sees Dam from the Kor, she is a needle. Not only is he Nemon, he has to go say. That's Poshit. Negate the Goy, the Shiloh, is he Nemon or not? Because he does not lose anything out of it. Where's the Chocho? The Pritar says, the Maisel, he's Nemon, Atzach Shash, but do it feel a bleed Rocho. Berkowitz says he's not Neman, that's Mesiach Fi Tumoy. Therefore, he says, tell the doctor, I don't want to know. He says, not only that, you can tell the doctor, I do want to know. Still Mesiach, it takes away the Mesiach Fi Tumoy. Yes, either way, tell the doctor, I do or I don't want to know. And knocked away the Sigma Mesiach Fi Tumoy, he's not Neman anyway.
Why do they want him not to be Neman?
Why? No, because it's left really with Shoshis over here. Why get Val Sekis? It's not supposed to happen. It's a time which is day 25, there's no reason for it to happen. It's left with Sekis, I want to go to Bedekis. Fine. Not the way. The way the Chokhman says in Eretzol, they're never Mesiach Fi Tumoy. Chokhman says in Eretzol, there's no such thing as Mesiach Fi Tumoy. Negate the doctor says if he sees the Makor or not. Again, these doctors in Sarah Tzedek, Dr. Diskin will tell you that they know these Fasig is better than you. They do, they know better than you. So the Maya said he's not Nemun.
Why don't we send
her
to the
death?
The good.
Oh, so that's the type of Kamal. What do you mean? It's most of the Gluye. Maybe not be Mashaka. Let's be Choshish over here. So again, it comes out. It's not that clear. When they get Yisrael of Vadi's Nemun, that's a good question. But my see says something, Zireyas over here. Strike Zireyas. When they get to a Goy doctor, it's not that simple. Some say Nemun, some say not Nemun, some say Mashiach with money, some say have to go Mavar. But basically, it came out from the Klal over here. When they get to the doctors, it's first of all a letter of the Mashiach's Nemun. Two doctors of Mashiach usually probably come a segment upon him. She's not supposed to say the Makar, Mashiach's Nemun. In the case, other cases, the Klal seems to be the Yisrael Lamaisa is Nemun when it's a Shura Yishlodun. A Goy Lamaisa when it's a Yedia Yishlodun, when it's a Shura Lamaisa is not Nemun. That's the kids of the Klal. Every case has to be revived, clarified. That's where this form of people coming along say, don't tell the doctor, that's only geared to a Goy. To go tell the Yid, don't tell me, that's a mistake. I've heard people tell the doctor, and the from doctor's like, that's not what you tell it to me, tell it to the Arab. Tell to me, you don't say that to me. I'm Nemun, I'm a Shabbat Mitzvahs. Now, sometimes you should go to a man, that's again, you should do that. Go to a lady over here. When I can't
that the woman not to ask the doctor, not to look at the thing then.
The doctor sees.
No, not look at the tool or whatever to see this blood.
He sees. I mean, the doctor look. I'm not sure what that means. You might tell the
no, not look at the tool. Okay.
What's that? What?
There's
a hetter of Avidei Torah, and they want to say they're better doctors. The hetter that says the kupa is giving me this choice today, the other one tomorrow, I'm not sure where that hetter exactly comes from, if that's a good hetter at all. The hetter is, you go either day. They tell me because next day I have a job, they have no job, they have a free time. Fine. There's what we sign upon. Not saying fine, but what we sign upon. Siftes is a sugya pasta to be similar upon a roife. The Gemara says very clearly that Yiskira is the maisa it works, and the Chorah Dam comes out. A similar upon is manazeh, so that we saw there's machlot of the shaila, the rishonim, the ramban, the raivit, one be machmor, less is b'diavet, was b'diavet mean, taz of shakim is alone, either to malchim, either case where before she got divorced, or in the case over here where they already did it one time, to be similar upon it. But consider that's the sugya, usually this from say, this manazeh, every table says, we're not slamming upon this before, we have much better efforts today based upon injections, based upon pills, how to affect the isha to strengthen the lining, make it strong over here, and therefore this halacha is not applied practically. Usually we have much better and more advanced things to go do. Sifyud is a case where you soar lel tefillah. Now, there's a machaber and there's a ramah, and there are two stages, step by step. First, the Mechaber Kamalim, it says that Isha was Roy Machmas Tashish B'Lel Tefillah one time. That means, Betzim, you have a Morkov, who is Lel Tefillah, together with the idea of Tashmish, and then you saw down. That means a Morkov, you know, we have a Morkov by numerous cases, by Vestigot, Vestainis, Morkov just means things together. So here we have together, we have a Lel Tefillah with a case of a Tashmish, you saw one time. So Kamalim, there are three points brought down in the Pesach Tshuva to apply this halacha. What does it mean exactly? First, Pesach Tshuva brings down the Chavadas. Let's say she saw Lel Tefillah, she comes home, and didn't have Tashmish yet. Came home at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, she saw her down. Tashmish, you wait till Chatzos, if you can, Tefillah, Milo. Otherwise, she saw down. Is that Nichol in this halacha Mechosh the next time Lel Tefillah? That means the Mechaber Kabbalah, it says Lel Tefillah to be perished and go for the next night. Let's say you didn't have Tashmish, what's the halacha in that case? Says the Pesach Tshuva, only mitzvah it's a morkov, it's calling the Chavadas. That's going to be machmo on Tashmish together with Lel Tefillah. However, let's say it's only Lel Tefillah without Tashmish. The Svarah Shabbat is, what's one time? It's a mikra that an outside factor caused it, which is Vest Ta'inis. Vest Ta'inis after one time, we're not choshish for. Only case of a morkov. Therefore, since it's still by itself, come on the Svarah and say, Be'ikr, Pesach Tshuva, Chavadas, we're not choshish for next time. That means if Lel Tefillah Isha saw before Tashmish, not chush for the next time, except speaks out Lavushay Oz. Let's say three times in a row, that feel is shul without tashmish. Now you have chazako, and chazako vest oynis mechush for. That means this halacha the mechaber is dafter with tashmish, not a case without tashmish. Aleph. Second now is once you have a case together with tashmish, and then she saw her. When did she see? Let me get tashmish at chatzos. 3 o'clock in the morning, she sees down. Is that nichol in this halacha that we have to be pushed next time? But no, it means dafka or tashmish, a minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes later. What does it mean over here, this situation, that next time you have to be parish? to get a piskei tshuva being down to the chavadas, same one, sekod mem gimel, I think. Come along and says, the loch is any time that night, isa'ino. Any time that night, the loch will be that she'll be machben next time, yapi parush. Now the swam point out, that means, dakra oino. Let's say you're tashmish at 5 o'clock, you saw her at 7, no problem, that's the next thing. Let's say tashmish at 10, you saw her at 5, that's about the same oino. Whatever that oino is, the loch is, next time, if you're in that oino, you have to push next time. I mean, even though you're not nichl the isur makwa tashmish, it's ma mufli. You'll have to, according to the chavadas, make a chazok again. We know from kupay vav, and even the shach says, you'll have to make a chazok. And chutzman the case of chazok, the loch is, you have to push the next time, l'al tefillah. Now, there are those who want to argue on this chavadas, or chashulchan said tzarkiyah, because he learns not to give vestas, so get chayil l'shtasoy. Again, first, the maisha says, also wants to argue. Well, the Maisa Swarm seem to go like this Chavadas, this Piskei Tshuva, but even as Mamufel get pushed the next time.
How are you ever about to do that? Never
had. Oh, now the next thing over here is what you're asking is that read the Mechaber, it says the loch is the first time, the first month, you saw Tashmish, Latvila, you saw. Second month, the loch you also have to be parish. What happened now in the third month? Are you Mutter Latvila? Are you Mutter? Sounds like it is. The question obviously is what you're asking. Is that how you accurate? We know, let's say you have a pirka on your Rosh Chodesh. Next month you have a pirka on your Rosh Chodesh, and not on Rosh Chodesh, not seen as Nakiro. Over here, if it's a work of Tashmish together without Tfilo, so you had Lal Tfilo the next time. The Tashmish wasn't there. The pirka wasn't there. The outside factor wasn't there. So where's Nakiro over here? So if you analyze, you think about it, Lachura, be us Lailam. Lal Tfilo always be usr. Come on, Peskei Tshuva. The next one to come and give me the chavadas is Echanami. You are also loyal. Leil Tefila, you was never nakiro. The only way to match is over Shemsho. A pelvic you did. It comes out over here. The mechaber's understanding is once you have a chashash from work of the next time it's also, there's no way doing an akiro over here. You'll never have a leil tefila together with a tashmish. And therefore, there is no akiro. You always be also loyal leil tefila.
But the mechaber fits with this chavadas.
Chavadas saying in the mechaber. It doesn't be that way that well in the Mechaber. He's saying it in the Mechaber, yes. What? He doesn't say his mutter. Yeah, he doesn't say his mutter. Maisa, the Chorim must argue. Because Ketshuva passed in this way. The Chorim, Torah Shalom on the page. We'll get to it. No, we still know. Again, what's your Chorish? No, that no. But again, the place market whether Torah Shlomo, the Tyro, or the Aflo, or the Graz, Chos Pesodim, Pasim Moinim, Kishvara, Masham, or Choshulchan, Chulu, they come and all argue. The question is why to argue? It's a good point over here. The Aura is a good point. I mean, once a question one time, what's between once will Olam? So they have different ways of saying over. Either way, the Satara, the Aflo, the Chos Pesodim say over, Kitzer. They want to tell you the ikkar thing that's causing it is Betzim Tefillah. Tashmish is not something made to cause it to happen. So they want to tell you that Tashmish is a mikra. So once we acre at least part of it, we're not saying that tefillah is causing over here. That's the main word, is really tefillah. Tashmish is just a suffer to it. Once you took in the main problem, that's what we make over here. It's a chiddush, but that's what he's finding. The big thing is the tefillah. The body in the second option, how he wants to answer. One time, the chazal b'etzim ha'vesed rabbonim. V'choshish. But to ask a specific time for the rest of your life, chazal will not come along to a machmer. To ask the rest of a life for the yom yiduah, that's not nichel in the chashash that Rabbanu want to make people to worry about. A third option, which he brings down in the tzionim, he brings down the graz, based upon we'll get to a little bit later, about the idea of yabias heter in between. So once time, if yabias heter in between, we'll get to that those want to be mekel. So what happened? He had yabias heter in between, not the first night, the second night, third night. We'll get to the shalom, the taz, if yabias heter in between, the mice work or not. When those say it works, here also it works. But well, those are ways to answer that. But Ikdis from saying not with Piskei Tshuva. Again, the 3 points Piskei Tshuva. Number one, this halacha is dafka in the case with this leil tefillah together with tashmish. Although by itself not choshish. Number two, he says halacha is any time that oisa oino. And number three, even though with Piskei Tshuva and chavadas, halacha is that we osel oilam. The swarm does not seem to go this way. Fine, that's first to get to the mechaber. Come along the now Ramah. It goes up further and says halacha is let's say you see. On three times, on Bia Rishayna, Acha Tfilo, as Osla Baila, if you saw three times in Tzufim. I'd count the words of the Ramo. The Taz starts off pointing out he has a problem over here. The Mechaber sounds like the other nights Lamaisa Mutter. The Mor saying other nights Lamaisa also. It sounds like they're saying the same with Kimto. So what is the chilul between the mechaber and the amal? That's what's bothering the Taz. He starts off, what is the chilul between the mechaber and the amal? The mechaber is saying, the loch is, that night, the mice is also. Other nights, beseder. The amal is saying, it's ki'ilu yisik, 300 sufim, and therefore all other nights are also. What's the difference? So he says 2 points, each point is very important. He starts off saying, first, the chilul is that the mechaber's case is dafkin lel atfilo, and the amal's case, even, is ma muflik ach lel atfilo. David the Mechaber is asking only Lela Tfila. And the Mechaber is asking all the time. Because it's even as Ma'am Muflik Acha Tfila. He goes on further, he said, it's Poshet. Kilu Sil Tudan Mitzufim. What's the Chiddush over here? So he said the second point over here. The Chiddush over here is, even though you saw a B.S. Heter in between, how do you have that? Says the Kiregger, with Keshuvah being down and others. A case where, let's say, you have three Tashmish in one night, like we know in Simukov Pevav. The first Tashmish over here, you saw Dam. But he did not know about that. He only checked in the morning. And the next two, he had bias, no maisa motor. So in the case of bias heter, you might think the loch is to be motor, kamash one, still the maisa over here, you're going to ask her. That's pshan the Ramah. That means it comes out, 2 points over here, the Taz over here is saying. Number one, he's saying the loch is, when you see three times, on the case of lela tfilo, are you osl oilam or not? No, so the Mechaber is saying it's motor oilam, only lela tfilo is osl. The second thing he says, when you be a heter in between, it won't save you. Two separate points, you have to down each one. Take each one out. First thing Taz says, again, that's very clear. What's the chilul between the Mechaber and the Amal? The Mechaber is saying the locha is la'at filah, only us la'at filah and the other nights. Now, the Isra Mavucha hadn't stamped shaft in the Taz. Myself, Ikedach, Lumusach hadn't stamped, that is his maskona. That means because it should be done in Munishmol, or Tar Shlom over here, or crazy places. The Kamal maskona of the Taz is, when you saw Tash, you had Latfila, Tashmish, and Sor. Latfila, Tashmish, and Sor. Latfila, Tashmish, and Sor. The loch is Yemutter on the night afterwards. Come along, Numus Achorinim, and Ikh, they want to argue the Taz. Do you know it's Latfila? You have any Achachat Latfila? So this is the Munashmul, he says that's Pshat the Taz. Divinavius. Do you know? You have no idea. How do you know that? Maybe it's anytime. You're Roy Machmas Tashmish. It happens to be that you couldn't get to the second night or third night. But Echad, I mean, maybe you aren't Ishin Aroi Machmas Tashmish. The difference is the crazy, who says, Pshan Taz, he disagrees. The word of Chavad asks, Chalila Loima came. No, that's the second part of the Taz. Again, before, again, the first part of the Taz starts off saying, before it says the second Chalik, that the Mechaber is saying, you see, only Lala Tfilo, the other nights are motor. Without Bias Heter. Without Bias Heter. The simple meaning of the Taz, the Maskon is, again, you can argue what the Maskon is, the simple meaning that Achrenim was saying over, he's saying all the nights are motor. On that, the Gdol Achrenim, I have a hard time with. Who says so? How do you know? You know, the word of Chavadas is the Chalil Loimer Kain. Chav Pasadim, the Yeshua is Yaakov, Maksa Shekel, some Sefer, or Chashulchim, the Ikhadar of Achrenim want to argue on this, have one of the Taz. Again, even the Taz of Avuchar understands Maskon. Myself, Numus Achrenim understands the Yisuli on the Zavina being Makel over here on the other nights, without B.S. Heter. And therefore, the one taina who says so, and therefore, Loch Lamaisa said not this way. That if you have tashmish and lel tefila and you soar three times in a row, she nichel ishu roi machmas tashmish with all its kolam, meaning either get divorced or do before whatever the kolam are, they get to the beginning of the sukkah. The second half of the Taz, the person sees three times from the first be after tefila, but then you be a set in between. So what's the loch in that case? So the Taz sounds like osel oilam. Now the shach is a big mavucha what the gears is. You take out the oizel hoder on the shach and how the chavadas and peskachu brings down the shach. That's not the gears that we have. There are two questions in the gears. Inside the different masal of the shach, inside the missing words in the shach according to the chavadas. Different words. The gears that we have lefenenu, the shach greets the taz. The case of the oizel oilam, again, not like the chavadas that we bring down. And therefore the moshmul tar shlom and others bring down. That since there may be a case over here that you have the first bia achat tefila can come on to answer, even though it's bias we show you achat tefila, bias had to between ma'aseh also. I said, "Shani, here that those who want to argue get the chavdas." The pesuk shuvah says, "V'chein ikin nafalei." He wants to tie the bias had to between. I have a case of tefila as bichoshev and morkov. Tefila is a mikra ba'alma. Just happened to be that way. You know, a chokh that way, and therefore, once your bias had to be oiker that you're oymach with tashmish over here, therefore, sitara kishonar ma'aseh want to be mekel. Fine. So again, we have 2 points. The Taz, very two important points. Number one, he's saying over here in the Mechaber, at least according to the Achoinim, that you, when you only see Lalat Tefillah all night, some water, that big of the price can argue. The idea of being heter between with Zman Mufluk, that's a shalom of the Achoinim. We pass on this Taz or not, the Chumro or not. That's the first part of the Amon. The Mogul now goes on further and says, not a case of achatvila, a case of achaleto. That means the Amsor Darkim Moshe, then the Simon, Yismarach, with the Tshuva Gershaytura, Ben Echananel, a case of achaleto. Now there's a long Taz over here, there's a Shach over here, there's a very long Nukhazikhetz over here. The question really is, what is the case of the Rama? What are his three cases over here? And what is he coming to answer over here, the give and take in the Gershaytura? Try to say, I think, simple, without getting all the kashas, what exactly being said over here. Let's go first with the Taz. The reading of the Amor, there are three cases over here. The Amor starts off saying, you see, three times, Bia Rishona Achaleido, Balachir is a Telepanamako. The second time, you see, three times, Telepanamako. Three times with Sufim, Balachir is your Osir, unless you do a Badika Shiva Veris. Meaning, the way how the Taz understands, the first case is you have a Leido, you saw a Machmas Tashmish one time. Then a year later, you had a Leido, and you saw one time. A year later, you had a Leido, and you saw again one time. First case is Leido one time, Leido one time, Leido one time. The second case is Leido, and three times. Leido, three times. Leido, three times. Third case, therefore, is Leido, and three times with Sufim. Leido, and three times with Sufim. A Leido, three times with Sufim. That's the reading according to the Taz. Coming with Taz, now with that, his understanding over here of that Rama is saying, he starts with a concept over here. Let's say an Isha sees three times by three husbands, Achaleido. The law is that even if you're over Shimsha fourth time, fifth time, sixth time by the third Leido, the law is by the fourth Leido, she's also. You can over Shimsha every time you want after the third time. Why she's also? And even a B'dikah Sheferis wouldn't work. She's also. That Agdama, he thought of saying, he said, let's now read the Rama. The Rama has a second Akimta over here. Again, let's be clear. First Akimta is one time Achaleido. Second Akimta is three times Achaleido. And third Akimta is three times Tzufim Achaleido. The second time is three times Achaleido. Is that with Tzufim or not with Tzufim? What is that case over there? If it's not with Tzufim, she's Mutter. And the Rama says, Ovav Shimsha the second time. Elamai is a Tzufim? That's the third case. So what in the world is the second case over here? Is it with Tzufim or not with Tzufim? If it's a case over here, again, of not with Tzufim, why is it of a Shimsha? It's what over here? Voidis, it says, it sounds like if of a Shimsha, after the second or third time, the locha is that the fourth time she's mutter. It's Chashu Shalom, Chalila Loimakein. How could that be? Why is that so? Fine, with those, that's two of his kashas, he has a bunch of kashas. He comes along and says, what is the second Akimta? What's the third Akimta? The second Akimta, he says, is not with Tzufim. Not with Tzufim. That means the first case is one time, second case is three times, not with Tzufim. Third time is three times with Tzufim. It's not with Tzufim. His question is, what's of Vishimsha? He says, you're right. Tell your Sefer, take out the word of Vishimsha, Vishimsha. Mutter. You're right. And the third case, when it says of Vishimsha, that means you had three ladies, three times with Tzufim. What's that case? He says, of Vishimsha, you must mean after the fourth time. Of Vishimsha, after the fourth later, then you're of Vishimsha. But he says, Echnami, if you have the first time you had first Leido, you had three beers, and each time we're Machmat Tashmish, even after the first Leido, you might see your Osir. Even after the first Leido. Except, there, Sheferis will work. Of a Shimshul Maisa works. Once it works, it'll match you for the second time. Third time. But the third time will not match you for the fourth time. And that means of a Shimshul. That means he's saying you're straight over here. What is the second Akim to number one? In this case, it's not with Tufim. What's a Kimta? And therefore we have to change the gears from the Ovah Shimsha case over here, only Shimsha. The third time is the case of the Tzufim. The Lacha Ovah Shimsha means after the fourth time, but after three beers by the first Leido, I see also. You're also. Let's Ovah Shimsha, but they can think of Bishop Ferris. Ad Kandatas. Come on now, the Shach. First, before he gets to his kashas, the Shach in the Kuzi Kesef seems to be in the first Kimta of the Mechaber. What is the Kimto? The Shach says one thing, because Kesef is Chayshu when he says it's over. That means, first, come on the Shach, and he starts off, it says, the Loch over here is, when he, after one Leido, you see three times. The first Leido, three times, not one time, three times. Then what happened, over Shemsha, v'loy Rasa. Then the second Leido, what happened, you saw three times, and then you asked. So it says, the Shach, since you over Shemsha the first time, and you saw nothing came out, The second time, also say what happened, and the chloshim the later caused that, and you have a mak over here. We'll mak it over here. And the second kimta is when avashem shah, the second time, and only yes after the third time. That's adkan what he writes in the shach. Come on, because the kesef, the Torah Shlomo writes in the page, who's chloshim what he writes in the shach. He says, what's the first kimta like the taz? First kimta basically later one time, so and you later and so one time. Later second time and so one time. Later third time and so one time. The loch is a telepanamaka. Case of when you did Shimshon, you didn't see any time after a telepanamaka. That means the first case at the end of the day, Taz and Shach is the same thing. Let's put the first case to the side. Question now is, what's the second and third Kimto? Now, the Shach is very nice for you in the Kozi Kesev. He brings down numbers inside. He has nine questions over here. And the end, he gets back to the nine questions. Then also, he's very nice for you. He quotes word for word the Gosh Ardua himself ends off. I'm copying word for word the whole entire Gosh Ardua. That's why he's marked over there. And then he goes on at the end, and anything the Taz says, not it's not true. It's a little mistake. That's all. But that's the Kitzer, what he does over here. Nine kashas, a long Rishon, and slugs up the whole entire Taz. How did you send the second Akimto? That means the Taz came along and said the second Akimto is a case that's not Ritzufim. And we have to change the gear store of a Shimshu to the case of a Shimshu. Come on, the Taz and says, no, the second case is Ritzufim. And the gear is correct, is of a Shimshu over here. Or tell upon a later the case of a Mako. I defect the Taz. If the second case is Ritzufim, the third case also Ritzufim. So he seems to understand how he brings down the Lavosh, the Nechnami, we have a different gear store over here. And the second case is really explaining the first. Third case explaining the second case. And therefore he's saying, the loch of here is, when a person afterwards of a shimsho, the chadchili should not do that. And the chadchili should be v'dikah b'shoferes. But the second case, of a shimsho, might come along to be matter. Meaning, what he's saying over here, let's say a person has laid down still three times. The loch is the maestro she's also. Unless the case of a shimsho, they will tell upon a mako. Therefore, what's of a shimshu after the first time? Same thing after the second later, so three times. Telepanamaka. Third time, telepanamaka. Fourth time, telepanamaka over here. Only one time is enough to show us the mark over here. However, the third came to saying, but don't of a shimshu. Do a medical. That means the third thing explaining two second of a shimshu. That's when you did it. But don't of a shimshu. What's the locha? First time, do a medical, bishafaris. Now, what's the sati mekel? He says we have a three tziruf from over here. He says, first of all, when is a person roi machmas tashmish? Me and the simon you mentioned is Ben Chanan and Shita, which is discussing over here, that roi machmas tashmish can only be the beginning of marriage. It happens after you have a bunch of years of heter, and it happened years later, you're not roi machmas tashmish. Why do you think dam now? She has a makom. But does kind of makom. Now, Be'ikadu Shanim argue, say, no, maybe now your kalichas are stronger, now you're going to be it differently. So said the Shach, we're not going to be semich enough on that. But number two is, now you'll be a sefetter afterwards also, of a shimsho. So you'll be a sefetter before, you'll be a sefetter afterwards. And number three, we know the metzias of Isha. When she gives birth, she gets very weak, very shvach over here. Her ear is very sensitive. She can't nichol get a chayil over here. So the idea that is a tendency for Nashim to have a makkah. And she is Bias Hatter beforehand. We have Ben Chananel. And she is Bias Hatter afterwards. For that reason, once you do that, we'll make a tzivu, a kamal to be Michael. That means the three Bias first later, you also do B'dik of Shafaris. You did not do the Ovah Shimshah because numerous people do not know the Halacha. And I have asked certain times when people do not know this Halacha of Ovah Shimshah. The Ovah Mice is Mutter. Now, the next case, you see three times, you tell them, Palamaka, the fourth time is Mutter. Third time, fourth time, fifth time does not make a difference after third later, fourth later, fifth later. The Shram to speak out also. Now in those days, we're not very sensitive after giving birth. Nowadays, numerous Moiro will tell you they should not use a moich first couple months after giving birth because the ear is very sensitive over here. For that reason, it's a chosha. The cane causes makis, and therefore they say the same idea, same concept, not use a moich. That means especially, we know moich will get to come to the gol. It's a chumra, we take it upon ourselves. But with a chosha makis, they leave it out because the same concept. But it comes out that the shach at the end of the day is understanding the second kimto is a tzufim and is of a shimsho. But of a shimsho together with the Bein HaChananel, but see if you saw the BS after the Heter, come to your Mekel afterwards. That's, I think, a regular achas, the Taz and Shach. Shach goes on further, to call on Beis, brings down this halach over here. They were saying, you see Achaleido. When do you see Achaleido? He brings down the sugilo of your Dam Toyar. That means the Eilim knows the Pashto Tazriya. The case you can give birth to a boy, First 7 days are Tomei, next 33 days are Tor. You get it to a girl, first 14 days are Tomei, next 66 days are Tor. What's very common is for an Isha to become Tor already when she is giving birth, gave birth to a girl, and she made Tor. Dam Tor over here. So let's say she, after 6 days, she went to the mikvah, you have Tashmish, you see Dam. Kamul Lashach, he wants to tell you upon Dam Toyer, and we can be make over here. Especially if it's out, maybe it's a makla, a terech over here. Maisa, the crazy place he disagrees. He comes along and says, first of all, we have a case over here of what's the idea of Dam Toyer? One pasuk is Ma'ayin Echad, from one source, one makar. So true, he's not also worry about Tashmish, but we see that Tashmish is causing Dam Kamaf Makar. True, Minat Toyer is Mutter, but she is worry about Tashmish. So that Dam is Mutter. Aleph. Elamai says the crazy. You tell me it's a sugi of Vestas over here, and that's where you make a Dam Toyer. Chiela Das, it's a sugi of Vestas, where Machma Tashmish, and therefore she comes pregnant, it'll be Mutter. Who in the right mind will tell a person that where Machma Tashmish is a Vest, and who Vest, the next will be Mutter? We know the first Pesach Chuvah, Sukkot Aleph, he's not known to be, and it says, yes, that's a sugi of Vestas. The crazy says, no, we'll say that over here. So the crazy, you think Yeshi Dach be Mutter over here, sugi of Vestas, but that's not Vestas. Sugi of Chazaka. A chazak is, it came from the makar, came from the makar. Maestas aser. Maestas achorim disagree with the crazy, they go like the shachalvir, they come along, they point out beforehand the rish and the eshkol, and they were tar shlomim, the yudim, makar chayim, berk yosef, graz, kamdas, sam toivir. Come along, echadamim, number one, the sugi of Vestas. Number two, as the shachalvir himself points out, the sugi of ksamim, the nosh may not take upon themselves the chum over here, the geitus, the idea of kliyas over here. The maestas would tell upon the hokal over here, by the first 80 days they gave to a girl, in the first 40 days they gave to a boy, the nichol get of Dam Tor. Oh, the Sama, yeah, according to the, what do you ever have to get to the Derech, according to the Noda B'Yudah? It's the Sugya Vestas over here. Interesting point. No, some type of mice is not. You want to know, if one is far, you should be. Interesting point, interesting point. That's his kasha. One last point over here is the Ramah ends off the sugi of Ovah Shimsho. Ovah Shimsho is better than a Shavaris, is imitating Tashmish. This is Tashmish himself, and therefore it works. Again, on some of the reason people don't know the sugi, they don't realize it, and then after they screw up, they say, the Maisa, you were going back with Tashmish one time, that's a loud tefillah. Second time you are Ovah Shimsho, the Lach of the Maisa, it proves that she's not going back with Tashmish anymore. Come on the Shach and says, how many times did you do Ovah Shimsho? You bring down the Afri Rabbi, and it says that's be 3 times. The Shach Maisa wants to argue. The Kishkun Aruch Maisa passes at least 3 times. So what, not good enough one time. Maisa Biklis from the Shach, Tosh from the page over here, Chof Masadim, Pasri Moinim, and this from is Manenu Biklis, the Alok is 1 time. What's a Svaro for 3 times? So the Dogam of Ovo over here on the page, Kivega brings down 2 of his reasons. He says, first of all, this idea over here, we're calling it under what vest? That means we'll have to still back and get back to Sifud Aleph is a vest of Gov, vest of Oynis, is sending you to Taz and Sifud Aleph. But come along the what we learned by now, until now, is that our vest is a vest of Oynis. Vest of Oynis, how many times is Nichol get a vest Kavua, vest Shaini Kavua? We pass it, the local Ramah says, Kuv Peites Sifud Dain, it's a vest Shaini Kavua, you oike one time. However, we do know the Torah disagrees. The Torah says vest of Oynis, you have to oike 3 times. Says the Noda B'Yehuda, poor time of Kivah here, that maybe he paskins like the Torah, this halacha is dafka after 3 times. And you have to oiken 3 times. No, it's definitely get a vest to oinus. To be oiken the vest to oinus, we're not sure if it's a mark or not, but here to get the of Vishim Shabbat to be stemming upon that, maybe it's a vest to oinus, you have to oiken 3 times.
Yeah, but I'm not being up there, I'm just saying there's a mark here, so I don't need to be up there vest.
No, I'm not saying we're not sure.
If you
what's particular with Shavaris?
If you are Shavaris, we say a lot of Ephraim say that.
It's your fault.
Not like the Shach.
Okay,
so
no.
If he's there, you should never need 3 times because I'm not going
no, to. No, but according to Mahalakha Rafur, you have to be accurate. Now, again, the two things. First, the Dekhmav starts over, not sure we find the Dam over here. You find the top, find the side. That's one point. But the Yates of Allah is saying, how do you oikir it? He says over here, you have to oikir 3 times according to the Torah. But if you look up a Noda B'Yehuda inside, he says, Maisa, I do not have the Afri Rabbi inside. See how he passes? He passes like the Ma'al, like the Torah. Maisa, look it up inside, passes like the Ma'al. Oikir 1 time. So this first Ma'alach, the Chuv Mahab himself, the Talmud Noda B'Yehuda says, you do not have the Sefer inside. And Maisa, he passes like, not like the Torah. So this is not a Kum Ma'alach over here. The second Ma'alach from Kivega brings after the Noda B'Yehuda is that what vest is this over here? Is it Vesta Oynis? Maybe it's Vesta Gof, Vesta Achila, which is sent against Sefiud Aleph. And on the side of Vesta Gof over here, the Akira three times. Which you have to see a machloik is Sefiud Aleph, but only a Shach and Taz over here. A third, simple Malach, that you look up the Dengel Vava inside, he says that when you, we know the halacha by a psul, for example, we assume there's dam there, I simply don't see dam, then the shekel there covers it up. So then the gate of a shimsho is different than a shimaferes. Shimaferes, it can't get covered up. Mashenkein, when it's over a shimsho, maybe the zera itself covered up. Then we need three times to make sure the zera is not covered up. So, fine, so come out, we have three reasons of Shan Avirab. The mice, the place can come out, not like that. We come over Shimshal mice, one time mice is enough. And again, unfortunately, the things do happen like this, la local mice, and therefore, over Shimshal mice is settled upon one time. Just to mitzvah the Chabur Shavoy, Beshem, we're finishing off the simon on Sunday. Monday, there's a time, everyone's here for a Seder, not Shaila. Tuesday, there is yeshiva, there are buses. We give Chabur at the end of Seder, the gate to Hilchos Purim. Again, the idea is why women have to drink or taking marijuana and stuff like that. That's Tuesday, unless you live outside the city. But otherwise, there's no reason not to be here. What else can you go do on Tuesday? Wednesday, it's like we do my Israel. Thursday, again, there are buses. There is yeshiva also on Thursday. Now, if you tell me it's very hard for you to learn, so at least come to Mechazat and put your head down. The worst thing that will happen, you'll learn a little bit. But yes, there's yeshiva on Thursday. Anyone here now, there's no reason they are not sure Torah. Again, there is yeshiva on Tuesday and on Thursday. Tuesday, again, the island is a little bit more freilich. The guys bring wine, shalach monos, whatever you want. But again, the chabur at the end of Seder. And Thursday, there, again, there is yeshiva. And then again, if you're not there, just mechazik the island to be there. It's good for the island and the tak we have freilichin.